Okay, so today's daf is Psachim Daf Samach. Psachim Daf Samach, and we will get into the Sugya of Arel. Sugya of Arel, what the definition of Arel is in various contexts, and it comes up right here on Samach Amar Aleph, where the Gemara is talking about different types of problematic machshavos. That's what the Mishnah mentioned on New Testament base. Ukare Pezach Leshechted Shalol Lishma, Lashem a different carbon, or one of the avodos is done, and then the Gemara got into Mechashvin Me Avoda Li Avoda. If I think during one avoda to do the other avoda with the problematic Makshava. So, related to that, in Mechashvin Me Avoda Li Avoda, the Gemara is trying to figure out whether that only applies within two avodos or within one avoda. So, the Gemara quotes Mishnah is from later on. Shachtu Shelo La'ochla. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah on Tamar's daf. If somebody shechts the carbon, Shelo La'ochla. For people who are unable to eat, for a chola, for a zakin that won't be able to eat a kazayat, for shalom nuyav, or for those who were not nimne, you know, one has to be appointed beforehand for the garan pesach, la arelim, for somebody who's not circumcised, la tzmei impossible. So all of those are examples of people who cannot partake of the garan pesach, right? So the Gemara says, if you have that in mind, so doesn't that show that it's two avodos, as we know, because you're talking about shechita and you're talking about the eating. Okay, so chapshita b'avodah achas, or at least there it's for sure avodah achas, because, I'm sorry, I misspoke. That you're only doing one thing, right? You don't even have another avodah involved, so therefore it's for sure avodah achas. The Gemara said, pshita b'avodah achas, maybe the safe avodah achas, maybe the reisha too, and the Gemara says, maybe not. Good, but once Arel comes up, let's talk about what the definition of Arel is. So Rashi says here, we know the pasuk. Well, first the pasuk. The pasuk tells us in Shmos that an Arel is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. Right, out of all the rules of Korban Pesach, we know a non-Jew is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. Right, we had that way back when. Remember on Daf Gimel when we had the story of the Aramean that boasted to one of the Tanoim that he used to eat the Korban Pesach, and he said, "Oh, you get from the tail." He set him up, and that's how Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra was able to protect the Korban Pesach, so to speak. But that's Ben Nechar. That's Ben Nechar. That's not Arel. If you look in Shmos, in Perek Yud Beis, the Torah tells us that Arel is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. Perek Yud Beis, Pasik Mem Ches, V'chiyagur Itchem Itcha Ger, V'yasa Pesach Lashem, if there is a Ger amongst you, so Himolo Kol Zachar. An Arel is not allowed to partake in the Korban Pesach. Rashi, there in Shmos, Lahavi, es shemesu echav machmas mila, she'eno mumar la'arlus, ve'eno nilma mi ben nechar lo yochal bo. Arel, what does Arel mean? According to Rashi, here and in many other places, Arel means he physically doesn't have a bris mila, even if it's not his fault, even if the halacha says that he's not allowed to have bris mila because he has two older brothers that died from bris mila, and there seems to be a problem of hemophilia in his family. And the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yevamos on Daf Samach Dalet that if somebody has two brothers that had hemophilia, he's not allowed to get bris mila. We're machmir like Rebbe that chazaka is even with two when it comes to bikuach nefesh. Right, the Gemara says there, Rebbe hi detanya mala harishon v'meis, sheni v'meis, shlishi lo timo, divrei Rebbe, and we're machmer for that because of pikuach nefesh. So that is shitas Rashi, that even though that is true, he's still called an Arel. That's what Rashi says, that you wouldn't have known that from the exclusion of Mumar La'arlos. He's not somebody who rejects the halacha of Korban Pesach and a Ben Nechar being excluded, Mumar, and it's not included in Ben Nechar. That's the Pasuk 4 Pesukim earlier in Pasuk Mem Gimel. Call Ben Nechar Lo Yochabo. So a Ben Nechar is a non-Jew. Rashi quotes, or includes both, Shenisnakru Ma'asav La'viv Shebashamayim, either a Mumar Le Mila, V'yechad Ovei Kochadim, V'yechad Yisro Mumar Mishumad Bevashma. That's the Mechilta that Rashi quotes. So that's Ben Nechar. So an Arel whose brothers died, and that's why he can't get bris mila, is not included in Ben Nechar, is not included in Mumar La'arlos, and therefore it has to be included here. That is what Arel means. But there is another Deya in the Rishonim, that's the Deya of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by a number of different Rishonim. If you look at Tosfos and Maseches Vachem and Daf Chaf Beis, the beginning of Perek HaArel in Yevamos on Daf Ayin, that's where many Rishonim quote this Rabbeinu Tam. What the definition of Arel is, Rabbeinu Tam says Arel means not Mesu Echem Achmas Vila. If Halacha says that you're not allowed to do Bris Mila, so then you're not an Arel. Wow. You're not an Arel in that case. Arel means that you choose not to do bris mila. Maybe one is scared. right, or worse. But that is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Look in Tosfos and Svachim on Dafchav Beis, Arel, Mifaresh Rabbeinu Shlomo, Bechol Makom, Shemesu Achamach Mazmila, Rabbeinu Tam Mifaresh Dumumar La'arlis, Vikari le libo la shamayim levisheina ose elamida agas tsaar hamila. Bereisha arel pirashti. Right, so Tosfos says that this is no. It's an arel throughout Shas means someone who chooses not to. If the halacha says that he does not need to or he's not allowed to, so then that is not called an arel. What is the svara of Rabbeinu Tam? He physically doesn't have an arel. Right, so again, it's already merumas. We already have a precedent of this in Maseches Nedarim. If you remember the Mishnah in Nedarim on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, the Mishnah talks about if you make certain types of Nedarim. The Mishnah says, "Konam she'ani nene la'arelim." I'm not allowed to get hana'a from arelim. Mutar ba'arle Yisrael. So mutar ba'arle Yisrael because arel does not mean arle Yisrael. It means right, the umos ha'olam, the usher b'mule over the chachavim, right, and the usher in those who are circumcised. The opposite, she'eini nehene limulim, usher ba'arli Yisrael. And what about limulim? Even arli Yisrael are included in that. They're called mahul. Umutter b'mule over the chachavim, she'ena arla kruya el l'shem over the chachavim, she'ne'amar v'chula v'chula. So again, that's a little tricky because that is by nedarim. And by Nedarim, you always go by Lashon B'nei Adam, but it's still something. It's still something. It's not Rabbeinu Tam, but it's still something. But what is the Svar of Rabbeinu Tam? So, three suggestions given by the Mefarshim. Number one, maybe it's a specific Chiddush in Mila. Specific Chiddush in Mila, maybe that's the Pashus. An RL does not mean physically uncircumcised. Arlus is a function of an unfulfilled Chiyav Mila. When there is a Chiyav Mila that you're not doing for some reason, and you should be doing it, whether you're not doing it because you're scared or whatever it is, so then that's an RL. But if there is no chiv of mila al pi halacha, so then just like a woman is not an RL, right? A woman is not an RL, so too a man whose brothers died, who does no chiv mila, so too there is no status of arla. This helps answer another question also. There is a question that's asked by the Rishonim already a little bit, mostly also by the Achronim. Why Avram Avinu didn't do Bris Mila before he was commanded? We know Avram Avinu did Kol HaMitzvahs. Kol HaTorah Kula Ashlo Nitna. The Gemara in Yuma tells us even Erev Tavshilin Avraham did. Right? So how is it that Avram Avinu did not do Bris Mila before he was commanded? So a number of different pshatim given the say that, well, maybe we know the principle of Gadol HaMitzvah V'Yoseh. Mimi She'ena Mitzvah V'Yoseh. So that applies by mitzvahs that you could do more than once. So even if you do it as an Eina Mitzvah V'Yoseh, you'll be able to do it as a Mitzvah V'Yoseh. Fine. But Mila, you only could do once. It's a one-shot deal. So Avraham Avinu wanted to do it as a Mitzvah V'Yoseh because that is a higher level. Number one. Number two, Avraham Avinu, the Marsha says in Yivamis on Daf Kuf, maybe Avraham Avinu didn't keep all the Torah until after the Mila. Right? This brought him in. Right, this brought him in. Others say that the definition of a bris is two-sided. Right, there's no such thing as volunteering. A bris, by definition, is two-sided. You need that. That's a covenant. Right, bris ben avasarim. So therefore, he didn't do it until he was commanded, and he had the other side. The Pardes Yosef says maybe there's an isra of chavala before being commanded. Right, if there's a mitzvah of milah, so then fine. There's no isra of chavala, but without it, there's an isra of chavala. But others, the briskarav, and others say, well, maybe the point is there is no mitzvah of mila. Mitzvah of mila creates a shame arel, and therefore only if you're an arel is there a mitzvah of mila. Avraham Avinu was not an arel yet. Why? Because he had no mitzvah yet. Before he had a mitzvah, there's no arel, and therefore if there's no arel, there's no mitzvah mila to remove the shame arel, and therefore that's why he didn't do it. And that's why the Meshech Chachma says beautifully that Avraham Avinu, when he was being commanded about Bris Mila in Perek Yud Zayin of Bereishis, the Meshech Chachma points out that all of a sudden Avram Avinu falls on his face. Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Gimel, Vayipol Avram Al Panav. Avram falls on his face. The question is, Avram had spoken to Kadosh Baruch Hu a number of times already, and all of a sudden Dafki here now he falls on his face. Why does he fall on his face? Because this is right after the Tzivui of the Mila, and therefore once he has the Tzivui of the Mila, so then already now he's an RL and Mamila before he gets a Bris Mila. You know, there's some type of metaphysical awe, and that's why he falls on his face. Mimora Hashchina, says the Meshech Chachma, first quoting Rashi in Yud Zayin Gimel. Sha'ad Shaloma lohaya b'koach lamod v'ruach hakodesh nitzeves alav. Right, he didn't have the koach to stand up at this point. What's the problem? And this is quoting from the Pirkei Debalazar. Upirshu al derech mati isum mesachas yivamis, and he quotes from mesachas yivamis all about RL. To RL aser lechov alasuch betruma. RL is not allowed to partake of truma. Rak shelo bizmana kodem ches ina arla. If it's before day 8, then he's not an arl yet. Right? That also connects. The Marni Yavamis tells us that before day 8, one is allowed to be sach, one is allowed to smear a Kohen baby with shemen shal truma. Why? Because he's not an arl yet. Came pshita li Yerushalmi. That's what Yerushalmi is pashat. Our Gemara Bavli has a suffix about it. Yerushalmi says, for sure, before day 8, the baby is not an arl yet. It's arla shalob is mana, and therefore there's no chiv yet. There is, we've discussed this in other shiurim, there's a suffix about lelches. Lelches, the night of the 8th, is there already a chiv mila which cannot be done, or there is no chiv at all. V'chein pasach haramba. But either way, says the Meshach Chachma, v'dafka kodem shmona, delo haya chayotzi bo bar mila b'shum makom, ava belozeh, av tumtum, sheena mechuyev likar avalimo mikri arl. V'lachain, here's his line. Kodem uskar tzivi Hashem lamul etzol shum nivra. Before the mitzvah mila was given, lo haisa meusa ha'arla. V'ya omed v'shchina omed alav. Avakimet she'amar lo haye tamim v'edna brisi v'chulu. V'nitztava lamul shuv haya arla. U'ma'akva u'meusa ha'arla. U'mishem hachi v'yipol apanav v'zeh nachon. Right, and this is why he has the mar shchina now, and he didn't have it earlier, v'dok, and this is how he, fascinating understands it. But again, that's all Pshat number one in the Rabbeinu Tam, right? It's a specific chiddush in Mila. Mila and Shem Arel go together, the chiyuv of Mila and Shem Arel. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, if Halacha tells you that you're not allowed to do Bris Mila, then Memela, you are not called an Arel for certain Halachos. For certain Halachos, we'll mention it already now. For which Halachos? For which halachas? Okay, eating truma, right? That's mentioned in Yevamis. There are different formulations. Eating truma, eating Karman Pesach, right? That's what's mentioned in our Gemara. In that context, would he go as far as saying he could do the avoda? Would Rabbeinu Tam allow the avoda to be done? So that is not clear. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam in Zvachim Chaf Beis in that context. Right, the second parak of Zvachim is all about who is pasul and who is kasher to do avoda. Right, so kol Zvachim shekiblu daman. Right, psulim can do shchita, but psulim cannot do kabbalah ve'elach. So that's where Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. So is that meant to be literal? Right, if you look in the mitzpah Eisan in the back of the Gemara, right, he makes this sahara. The Menachas Chinuch also assumes that yeah, Rabbeinu Tam says it. He says it by everything. It's not an aral regarding various halachos. Other achronim assume that maybe it's not true. Maybe even Rabbeinu Tam would agree that regarding Avoda, he can't do the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, based on Rashi in Breishis. Where Rashi tells us in Breishis that an Arel is called a Balmum. So even if you're not an Arel, but you have to be a Balmum, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, when he commands him about Mila, that he will be complete with Bris Mila. V'hi Avraham ben Tishim Shana v'teisha Shanim. Avram was 99 years old in the beginning of Perek Yud Zayin. V'yeir elo Hashem el Avram v'yomer elav. Ani kel shakai. Hisalech lefanai v'yeitamim. V'yeitamim, Rashi, av zet tzivui achar tzivui, heye shalem b'chol nesyonosai. So, tamim just means this is a completion of all the mitzvahs. U'lefi midrasho, hisalech lefanai b'mitzvahs Mila, u'badavar zet tiyet tamim. As long as you have arla, you're a balmum, and therefore you're not tamim. That's number two. Rashi gives a third pshat. Tamim achshavata chaser he evarim beizinayim ubeizaznayim v'rosh akvia osif lecha os al shimcha v'yaminyan osi osecha ramach kaminyan gets into gematria. Get different pshatim of what tamim means. But again, based on that, some achronim, the Rosh HaMizbeach, says that maybe Rabbeinu Tam would not agree when it comes to, he wouldn't say Yeshita when it comes to Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, right? He only say Yeshita by Achilas Kachim, maybe by Achilas Kachim, because of Baal Mum Kedi Kachim, Achilas Truma, Achilas Karan Pesach, and the like. Okay, this is all number one. It's a general machlokes, an issue, and Shita about the Mitzvah of Mila. Number two, Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests that no, maybe this is a general machlokes about how do you look at Ones. Right, how do you look at Ones? Ones, Rachmana, Patre. right? He has a similar discussion about an Avera Ba'ones. If you do an Avera Ba'ones, is it a Maisa Avera or not? But what about doing a mitzvah, right? Not being able to do a mitzvah, what is that status? What is that status, right? And the two ways you can look at it. Is it that you're mechuyev, but you can't fulfill it, then Hashem doesn't fault you, or there's not even a chiyev at all. So this is Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asim Daraisa in Klal Yud Gimel. Misha onus mi lekayim mitzvahs asay. Ima ones potro legamre, odilma mechuyevu el she'en yachol lekayim chiyuvo. Right, and he uses this chakira to discuss the Tosfos and Maseches Gittin on Daf Mem Aleph, where the Mishnah there says that there's an impossible situation of a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, and what do you do in that situation? Machloket, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says you have to force the Adon to free his Eved. And Beis Hillel says, no, why not? He work one day here and one day here. And the Mishnah says he can't do that because the world was created for Puravu, Shene'emar, Losohu Barel, Hashavas Yisara. And Tosfos and the Rishonim asked the question: why doesn't the Gemara quote why doesn't the Mishnah quote the pasuk of Puravu? Why does he quote the pasuk in Nav in Nach of Lo Soho Bara, right? Not Puravu. So that's where the Asman Daraisa says there's a difference between Puravu and Lo Soho Bara in terms of Ones. In terms of Ones, we might call it Maisa focused versus result focused. Maisa focused, you might say Hashem could say Kiilu Aved as if you did it, meaning there's not even a Chiyuv. But if it's result, there is a Chiyuv. And you can't fulfill it. So if there's a chiyuv, lo sohu, there is a chiyuv. Puravu, there wouldn't even be a chiyuv. Why? What's the root issue? Says the Asim Daraisa. V'yenes ad yesh lachriya pesher davar. B'plukta zos. D'yish shnei mine mitzvos. Echad mitzvos bin adam l'makom, levad. U'bezveh asvar nosenes. If it's just a mitzvah bin adam l'makom, d'yena kadosh baruch hu, b'abitruni, b'r Yosef. Hashem doesn't come unfairly to his Brios. Oh, he's only mechayev, somebody who's able to be mechayev. Hashem only asks what you can do. Beis mitzvah shebein adam lachavero, kagamo asiyas ma'ake, uprias balcho vechadome, tu mitzat to'eles chavero. Ubevadai, lo nomar bekamoze, diimu anus, vein yachalasos makish, ein adover baatsmuso, vitsarach lios have devade nitzrach, venitzrachu. Of course, you have to build a fence, you have to build a fence. You can't do it, you're not home, you're on the other side of the world. You're still mechuyev, vechem balchov, bevade chayev ulefrachovo, valov lashalim amon chavero, elisha anusu, vein yachalakaim chiyuvo. Mashaen kein, bemitzla shebein adam lamakom, levad, to call ikar achiyev hu ach mitzad ritzono yisparach bovad, sherotza shenasa adavarahu. Baruch Hu wants only people who can't fulfill it to have the chiyuv, and if not, then there's no chiyuv. Vidok heitev besvara zus, and that's why he says. Now we get back to the chiluk puravu and lasheves. Mitzvahs puravu nimsam shnei inyanim ha'ela ba'atzmusa hi mitzvahs mechuyeves min Hashem Yisbarach b'ma'amara puravu k'chala mitzvah shenemru b'lashon chova asu kach v'kach u'mitzad zeh mitzad that aspect of puravu, so there wouldn't be a chiyuv mitzad anus aval b'kra deloto barel l'sheves yitzara gila kasev detachlis ha'olam shedei miyusheves b'bnei adam. It's like mitzvah b'nadam ha'chavero, and there you can't see the chiyuv disappears, so we would force him to free for lo sahu, even though not for puravu. Based on this, he quotes other nafgaminas, but one of them is, maybe this is Gufa the Machlokas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rashi, Arel, Shalomal, Machmas, Shemesu, Echa, Machmas, Mila, so then there is still a Chiyuv, right? He views Anus as, there is a Chiyuv that could be unfulfilled, so he's still called an Arel. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Rabbeinu Tam says that once you're Anus, there is no Chiyuv. Rabbeinu Tam, Kivan Shu Onus Ein Shav Venira, the Gamke, the Pligi, Besavik Anal. Dilla Rashi, Eino Onis Poter, Vyakin Shapir Shmei Arel, Ava Bishin Yacholamul, Vishapir Aser Bavodo, Bepesach, Vitruma, Rabbeinu Tam, Ha Onis Poter, Legamre, Alkin Lochashav Arel Klau. That's his suggestion. He goes back on it afterwards, says maybe not, but that's his suggestion. Good. He also quotes the Gemara of Odezara, Daf Chav Zayin, that Mesu Echav is included in Brisi Tishmar, right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Ilchas Mila that an Aral Mesu Echav Achmas Mila is allowed to do Brisi Mila to somebody else, which makes it seem that there is no, he is in the Parsha. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Lamak Dalet, Akok Sherem Lamol, Afilu Eved, V'isha, V'katan, V'aral Shal Yisrael, Shemeichuzu Echav Achmas Mila, V'mish Yisrael Gadol Sheyodea Lamol, Hu Kodim L'kulam. Rama quotes what about a woman, Yeshomer Isha Lo Tamol, V'chein Ogen Lahadir Achar Ish. Not a guy. A guy can't. Fine. But that is number two. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovas Ha'aretz in Os Memches, Sif Yutes, says that a regular ones, of course, would still be called an RL. Regular ones. But he says, what happens if you can't find a knife? If you can't find a knife, Rabbeinu Tam would also, if you're in a place without anything sharp, Rabbeinu Tam would also say you're not an RL, because you can't do it. You can't do it. Anus. So, you know, what can you do? And Halacha would say there that, right, what are you supposed to do? So Rabbi Chanan just modifies it. The Machlokas is, what about Pikuach Nefesh? Knocking out the chiyuv. That's the specific case here of Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says that Bikuach Nefesh is no different than any other ones. And just like other ones are mechuyev, but whatever, you can't fulfill it, so did Bikuach Nefesh. And maybe Rabbeinu Tam says that, no, Bikuach Nefesh is different. Bikuach Nefesh wipes out the chiyuv totally. And he uses this to explain a shita of the Riva. The Riva in Maseches Chulin says that in when we say ein asei dochalos asei vasei, you still don't get malchus for that. Because really the asei knocked out the los asei and you're only left with the asei. So he says here, in our situation, since there is sakana and ed chiyuv, so maybe the chiyuv mila should knock out the chiyuv and you're left with sakana. Right, I'll just read you the lashon hachanami. Kivan di laf sakanta like iser shabbos malka mila. Right, he says in the case where mila b'shabbos, that's what he talks about. Kivan di laf sakanta like iser shabbos malka mila. You would have an asei docha the los asei, so to speak, by mila without the sakana. So here the asei should knock out the los asei. You should be left with just sakana, and maybe it should be nitche in that case. Maybe it should be nitche. So he talks about according to the Tam, b'makam sakana there's no chiyuv at all. So there's nothing to talk about. But that's what he talks about there in the Kovas Ha'aretz. But this is the third idea of Rabbi Chanan. So number one, maybe the Machlokas is a specific one within Mila. Maybe it's general Ones Rachmana Patre. Maybe it's a little more specific, and that is Pikuach Nefesh Rachmana Patre. What would be the idea there? Okay, so I'll have to stop here. Again, Aro comes up in various areas of Halacha, but specifically here, Mesa Echamach Mazil would be able to do Mila. Can he eat Karmen Pesach, Kachim? That's the Machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and Rove Rishonim.